This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Welcome to the CBS Eye on Money show. It is Thursday, November 17th. Mark, 1 week to go before Thanksgiving. And by the way, I've also noticed that all of the holiday music is on, like on satellite radio. They have the holiday channel back. And everyone's got Christmas decorations. Is this rushing the season for you, Mr. Talercio?
Normally, I would say yes, but now that Theo is in the mix, I'm kind of looking forward to getting the tree up. I mean, he totally gets it now, so he's really into it. He keeps talking about it. So we're going to get that tree shortly after Thanksgiving.
Okay. And do you have, does he like doing the decorating? He likes the ornaments. What's the thing that he likes the most? Just the money, the cash? What does he like?
He likes throwing the ornaments. So he doesn't quite get the concept of hanging them on the tree.
I see. And has Amanda, who did not grow up with a Christmas tree, has she adopted the custom?
Oh, yeah. She loves it. Yep.
Okay. You know that I ruined Christmas for my family. Do you know that, Mark?
You may have told me this before, but go ahead. Tell us.
Nice Jewish girl. Grew up in the suburbs. And my parents, who were very secularized Jews, they had a Christmas tree. And so they send us to religious school, not my father. He could care less. But my mother, well, maybe they got to go to religious school. I come home from religious school and I say, you know, I don't think we're supposed to have a Christmas tree. To which my mother to this day says, Jill ruined Christmas for our family.
Even at that young age, you were crushing dreams.
Crushing dreams like nobody's business. And, you know, I have a Christmas tree now because I'm with a wonderful Italian-American Catholic woman who loves Christmas. And I've adopted it and I'm very into it. And I have my ornaments, like I have my Barbra Streisand ornament. I have all my favorites. I have my Islander ornaments. I got all good stuff. I might have to put a Jets ornament up this year. That's an idea. I'm going to go to the Jets store. Do you add ornaments every year, Mark?
Yeah, we just bought a couple on our recent trip overseas. We got a couple ornaments.
Oh my God. Amanda must get like the gorgeous ones. Like that's what my mother does. She gets Jackie these unbelievable ornaments. She goes to like Neiman Marcus to get ornaments for Jackie. She loves it so much.
Yeah, I remind her. Keep in mind, there's a high probability that Theo breaks this. So
exactly right. Exactly right. Okay, well, we are going to have a nod towards the holidays. It's coming up. And first to get to Thanksgiving, and then we'll get on the other side. Then we'll get really into it. And we'll talk about all that dopey thing about holiday spending and all that fun stuff. But for today, we are here to answer your financial questions. If you have one, just go to our website. It's jillonmoney.com. Click on the Contact Us button. A form will pop up. You complete the form, and at the bottom of it, it says, would you be willing to come on the air? And if you check the box, Mark does the rest. And that's why he's so good. That and so many other reasons. Okay, so today we're talking to Jake, who's on the line from Wisconsin. Hello, Jake. How are you? What can we do for you?
Hey, Jill. Hi, Mark. Thank you very much for having me.
We are delighted mostly because you have a fantastic voice. I've already now decided Jake's going to do our intros and outros for the show.
Thank you very much. I'll step into my recording booth as soon as we're done here today.
Perfect. Perfect. What's going on?
All right, Jill. So I had a few questions. So my wife and I are both 39. We have three boys. We have twins that are 10 and a 4-year-old. We own our home. We're currently 2/3 of the way through a 15-year mortgage. We had paid 2.625%.
Wait a second. I just love to hear these numbers now. See, 2.625%. Okay, 15-year, 10-year-old twins, one 4-year-old boy, wife. Are you both working?
We are. We're both currently working from home.
How much do you guys earn?
Each one of us right now earns around $100,000 a year.
How much did you buy the house for?
We bought it for $199,000 back in 2018.
What's it worth now, you figure?
Roughly $250,000 to $260,000, but depending on the time of day in the market.
What's the outstanding mortgage amount on that 15-year?
Right now, we owe slightly over $100,000. I believe it's $104,000 now.
Wow. Are you paying extra on it?
Never. Not $1, not 1 cent.
Great. Okay, good. Fantastic. I love this already. Are the 10-year-olds in public or private school?
Public school.
And that's the plan going forward?
Correct. That will be the plan going forward.
Are you guys putting money into your retirement accounts?
We are. Currently, we have been maxing out for, I believe, the last 3 to 4 years. We've been maxing out our IRAs. We also go ahead and, as of this year, we're each putting away around 18% into a Roth 401k from both of our jobs.
Wow. You guys are saving some big cash. That's good. Good for
you.
Yeah,
it definitely feels that way.
That's great. So what do you have saved in, let's just talk about the balances. So let's do the Roth 401ks, about how much money is in there?
So my Roth 401k has, I believe right now, about $67,000 in it. My wife's has $18,000.
Okay. And then the IRAs. And are those traditional or are they Roth IRAs?
Oh, and I apologize. That was the 401k. The all of our IRAs and 401ks are all IRA or Roth.
Okay, got it. And how much is in the IRAs?
So the IRAs, I believe my wife has about $87,000 and I have around $33,000.
How about money that's kicking around in non-retirement assets? So that could be like a brokerage account. It could be the bank, whatever it is. What's already been taxed?
Okay. So we have a brokerage account currently that has around $20,000 in it. We have $20,000 in savings. Each of our children has a 529 plan started. Each of them have currently about $7,000 in their accounts.
That's great. What's the problem?
So the question I have is right now we kind of capped it out. A long time ago, my wife and I, when we first got together around 14 years ago, she had been going through a bankruptcy and I decided that we were really going to jump on board with Uncle Dave. We tried to pay down all of our debt. We paid cash for everything, but it was at the sacrifice of not investing. Mm-hmm. My concern is right now that we have about $100,000 each saved up for retirement. We're currently contributing a lot, 18%, which feels like a lot of our income to the, mm-hmm. to the Roth IRAs and 401ks. My question is, what do I do with the extra money that I have at the end of every month? Currently, I'm fine with our cash reserves being 20, and I treat the brokerage account as a quasi emergency fund. But my question is, would I be better off maxing out our 401ks and putting the extra money to that versus saving up in the brokerage?
Just to be clear, the goals that we have that we're kind of focused on are making sure we get some money into the 529 plans for college and retirement, or does one take priority over another?
The retirement, to me, I would rather make sure that my wife and I are comfortable in our retirement so that we can help our kids and preferably our grandkids down the road. We're looking forward. We don't have a lot of bills. My wife and I, if we decided to, after our mortgage, we don't owe bills to anyone else. So we don't have a lot of actual bills at the end of every month. We have plenty of disposable income, but I just feel like we're so far behind on retirement that when it comes to the children and their education, if they're willing to stay in state, they're willing to go to a public school, live at home, we were hoping to assist them with college as it's going on and pay as they go.
Yeah.
As long as we're committing to, being able to retire, comfortably ourselves.
I think that makes sense.
The Work Lab podcast from Microsoft answers the questions that keep business leaders up at night. Like, how can I reinvent processes for the AI era, from customer service to sales to HR? How can I prepare for AI to fundamentally transform jobs, companies, industries, and the whole economy? Don't panic. Tune in. Each episode of Work Lab brings you the top experts, hard data, and actionable insights to help you future-proof your organization. Check out Work Lab, that's WORKLAB, no spaces, on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
How much do you think you have every month extra after you pay your bills?
After all of the bills are paid, we typically have anywhere from, you know, $2,000 to $3,000 left every month.
Yowza. Mark, what do you think? This is good, right? He's got a, and you're not so far behind. I know this is like a lot of financial, there's some like financial evangelists who like pay down all your debt. And this is the problem. You know, it's like, oh, great, except that I don't actually now have anything working for me. So what should we do with the $2,000 to $3,000 a month, Mark?
Well, they're very close to maxing out their 401ks. If they're putting 18% in, they each make around $100,000. So they're, you know, they're about $4,000 or so away from maxing out in 2023 when the limit goes up. Maybe increase the contributions a little if they want to max it out. And then I would just keep putting the rest into the brokerage account.
Me too.
And invest it.
Yeah. And how is it invested now?
I personally invest all of our funds. I direct all of our accounts. So everything is just put into just standard mutual funds and index funds with mostly S&P 500.
And you're not freaked out about markets right now, right?
No, not at all. Again, we're both turning 40 in the next year, and I understand that we have a long horizon. So I'd prefer that we put as much money away as possible right now while making sure that we're not, you know, missing out. Due to my past with Uncle Dave, I still have a habit of not being willing to spend money. We're very conservative in everything that we buy. So sometimes I worry that we're saving a little bit too much and not living in the moment as much as we should.
Well, let me just tell you that Aunt Jill is here to help you spend and live in the moment.
Is this extra cash flow a new thing, or has it been like this for some time?
It has not. My wife and I, while we both make $100,000 right now, I would say this is new within the last 2 years. Prior to this, we each were making, she was making more money than I was. She was making around 50. I was in the upper 40s for several years. I was working, you know, kind of jumping between jobs for a very long time while my kids were, you know, still in daycare. Mm-hmm. So, but now I've had a career. I've had been fortunate to get several lucky, you know, good promotions. We've really increased our income. So this is relatively new, but I'm still in that habit of we're constantly broke.
Yeah. Well, get out of that. Come on. You know, once you make the shift, and now that you are making this additional money, and congratulations, I'm sure it was some luck, and I'm sure it was some hard work, which is good. And I think it's wonderful to have a saving mindset and not live like only in the moment, but there does have to be a balance. Otherwise, I do sense that when the more and more we talk to people, the people who, you know, kind of have a better balance throughout their lives, they tend to be able to come into retirement a little bit happier, not like crawling into retirement being like, oh my God, I'm dying. I have to get there, because, you know, they don't deprive themselves. I'm not saying that, again, you should splurge, but you should have some fun.
We're very much looking forward to being a little bit more, you know, wise with our money as far as the spending goes. I did forget to mention this when you were asking about assets. So I also work in a job where I will qualify for a pension when I retire.
Oh, my God. Fantastic. Then you really should calm down. That's great. What kind of pension is it?
So what's expected, I believe I will be taking the annuity. And if I do that, it will provide me with, I believe, almost $2,600 a month.
Oh, my God. You're in great shape. Don't worry about it. You're in great shape.
You guys are great. Just forget about the other stuff. If you're committed to maxing out your 401ks for the next 20 years, you're going to have well over $1.5 million just in retirement. I'm not even talking about your brokerage account or your Roth IRAs.
Wait till they do, and then he's going to be done with the house soon. When did you refinance that mortgage?
We refinanced at the beginning of 2020. So we have 13 years left. My goal was to make sure that our mortgage was paid off before our youngest child left high school.
Whatever. You're going to just have a ton of money to help them cash flow through college. You're going to have a ton of money for your own retirement. You're going to have what you need.
Don't kill yourselves. Have some fun.
Really? Have some fun. Listen, we're like the anti-evangelist. We are like the agnostic financial people. We want you to have fun. We want your money to work for you. But, you know, listen, what is the point of all this if you don't have some fun along the way? And you got to have some fun. And you have to give, I'm not saying you should spend $3,000 a month, but you could put like a few hundred bucks a month into a slush fund and be like, let's just have fun. Let's make that our fund money and like use it like maybe you should do it like it's an FSA, like a flexible spending account. And you could say every year we have to spend this money. We're going to just have fun. We're going to take some chunk of money, whatever it is, $3,000 a year, if you want, and just have some fun. What's wrong with that?
Oh, nothing. And my wife will be very glad for your advice. We actually had to create a separate checking account for her just so I wouldn't be monopolizing all of the dollars and cents that came out of her.
Get out of her. Get out of her business and let her have some fun.
Dude, you're nuts.
She's like, I just went out to lunch. What? You went out to lunch? It cost you $28. You could have brought lunch. You could have had cottage cheese for $3 a serving. Yeah.
I have been known to send text messages while she's paying. So this is very reasonable advice, it feels like.
Oh my God. You're so funny. Okay. Let's do some other stuff. Do you have life insurance?
We do. We each have $1 million policy.
Great. And it's term, right?
Yes.
Okay. And how about estate documents?
Yes, we have a living will, and we do have care plan for the children if something were to happen to us.
You are so good. This guy is on it, right?
Jill, I have to be honest with you. I've been a long enough listener of this podcast where I knew this question was coming up, and I do not want to be one of the people who says, no, we're working on it. Or
I know.
I will be prepared.
It's awful, isn't it? It's like they're walking into the trap. It really, it's so funny. It's like watching them go right into the trap. What other questions do you have for us, Jake?
That was everything. I just feel like, you know, based on our spending habits, I understand that between Social Security and my pension, I don't have a lot to worry about. It just feels like I just stress about too many decisions when it comes to our finances.
You know what you could do with all that extra cash flow? You could buy everybody in your life the Great Money Reset. You can buy them my book. If you want to be a pro act, and by the way, in this book, in my next book, what I do is I really do talk about we have to stop thinking about money as the end and using money as the tool to do the things you want to do. And you have to let yourself do that, okay?
I can absolutely do that. And also, I'll make sure we order enough copies for my large extended family.
I love that. I love large extended families who read. Very good. All right. If you, like Jake, need some help just kind of breaking it down, figuring out where you stand, supercharging your already good plan, then give us a holler. Go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button and fill out the form. If you check the box, Mark does everything else. While you're on the website, of course, you can pre-order the new book. You can also sign up for our free weekly newsletter. We love the newsletter. It comes out every single Friday. Mark Talercio is the co-host and the executive producer of this program. We are distributed by Paramount Global, and we drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Try to put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Do something nice for someone today. We'll make that person feel good, and it will make you feel good too. Thank you so much for listening. Curiosity, compassion, community. We'll talk to you next week. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcast starting May 8th. Access episodes early and ad-free with 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts starting May 1st.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes Podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.